11 strange things we all believe about healthcare. 1. Cost instead of price. In the spring of 2008, gasoline prices shot up, increasing from a national average of $2.95 a gallon to $4.05 a gallon in just 5 months. Consumers were up in arms. Polls showed that 71% of Americans believed high gas prices were causing them financial hardship. And no wonder. Higher prices meant the average American household would spend $1,200 more that year on gasoline. In the same year, healthcare costs grew by roughly the same amount, $1,110 per American household. In fact, healthcare costs per household had grown by similar amounts in the two previous years, $940 in 2007 and $990 in 2006. Why do we get so incensed over increases in gas prices, yet remain so accepting of even greater increases in healthcare costs? One explanation can be found in the language we use to discuss healthcare. Notice how we always talk about gas prices, but healthcare costs. How often do you hear someone talk about healthcare prices? I suspect the reason for this is that with gasoline, as with every other product and service, we believe there's an actual someone setting an actual price. We blame OPEC or the major oil companies or even our local service station posting its prices on a big sign. But in healthcare, our language reflects a different understanding of reality. We seem to accept what we pay as an inevitability, as something somehow generated outside the business decisions that drive healthcare. Healthcare seems too complex to have prices in the sense that other industries do. Interestingly, only in pharmaceuticals, where the large drug companies are visible actors, do we talk about prices. Our language also reflects wishful thinking. For many of us, it feels somehow inappropriate for healthcare to come at a price. It's uncomfortable to think of our beloved family doctor setting a price for her services, or of the local hospital charging a price for emergency care. Much more comforting to think of healthcare costs somehow imposed on these trusted servants by the system itself. But of course, all healthcare costs are merely prices. Every bill for every appointment, test, and procedure ultimately reflects the price of someone's labor, salary, wages, etc., or of someone's capital, interest, dividends, etc. As with every other human activity, there are no costs independent of these prices. The distinction isn't just a linguistic one, with cost serving as a polite synonym for price. Calling costs prices would recognize that they are, in fact, the industry's active and calculated responses to incentives created by us. On the mainland, prices are signals that drive the allocation of resources, encourage innovation and competition, and force efficiency. But because we don't acknowledge their existence in healthcare, prices have a hard time doing their job. On the island, no one refers to healthcare costs as invaluable market signals. Instead, costs are cited as problems in need of regulation and better management. So, language does matter. Island speak, like confusing cost and price, is what prevents us from seeing the healthcare mess clearly and from considering solutions that will bring the healthcare system back to the mainland.